Nickelodeon game shows.
Look, let me show you.
What are you talking about, the nose?
Watch this.
A giant nose with slime in it. It's
supposed to replicate. Is that on Double Dare? Y'all were talking about? See, I wasn't allowed to watch that because Bill's got a big nose and...
Nick Arcade. I should have known that. That's the video game.
Never mind. I guess the new term is ick. Even ick gives me the ick, so they need a new term.
Yeah, cringe kind of makes me cringe. It sounds elitist. Like, ugh, you're below me.
You know, old girl was giving me the eye so much that I wound up talking to her. And this is 10 years ago or whatever.
What do you think? 2014.
What do you think she did for a job?
Oh, you talking about the chick you met at the gym?
Yeah.
Nurse. Travel nurse.
High school geometry teacher.
That was my second guess. Damn it. Well, that's cool.
And I'm going to give Stamey Flowin some credit right now.
What? Did he get tutored?
No, he got us on speakerphone.
What do you do for work?
She told him. And he's like, have you let Rob play with your 3.14?
God.
And for that.
Oh, my God.
I give Stamey some credit.
That's like a dirty dad joke. That's like a, that's, I don't know. I can't, oh, Jesus.
Is it beneath us? The joke or whatever?
What, right now? No.
She took me to the beginning of the year teachers meeting.
Okay.
Only teachers were invited.
Ooh, only teachers. Now that's a good idea for a site. Go ahead.
Well, they didn't know I wasn't a teacher. I just wrote my name on a badge and...
You just wore thy blazer with the arm patches?
That wasn't the funny part.
I don't know. That's pretty funny.
Well, they're having a formal meeting, and I start throwing my input in as if I'm a teacher.
Oh, that's great. You totally Kramer them. What do you keep in the briefcase? Crackers?
She thought it was hilarious, but they were so, like, naive that they didn't catch on even, like, a little bit. They were totally duped.
You know,
I still think it's funny. There was one table that was round in there. Other than that, it was like a collection of tables that made a giant rectangle. I said something about the teachers of the round table.
Oh, you made a quip. You know,
they had some ideas. I referenced them back as the teachers of the round table. And literally, nobody even knew I was being sarcastic, which just blew my mind.
When I was a manager at Chick-fil-A and I made a joke, like a manager's meeting, something lighthearted that's kind of an inside joke that all the managers would know. My boss never laughed. I can muster up some laughs with my coworkers, but my boss never did. Total poker face. And I was just like, God damn, man, come on. That doesn't hurt to not be the Terminator on a mission every so often. You don't have to keep this disposition, but whatever.
Well, there's different management styles. You can basically be a mean manager, rule with iron fist type stuff. And once you build that persona, you almost have to keep it up, which I assume that's what he was doing.
Well, it's just it's so unnecessary. It's like, we all both knew personal stuff. We both had inside jokes. I don't know. It just seemed like kind of fake to me. Like, okay, dude, I don't know what role you're playing right now, but this is not you. No human is like this. You're a cyborg, aren't you?
To keep from dragging on, we'll go to the next subject.
Right quick. I just want to say, fuck, I lost it. Yep, next subject. Beep.
Hammy's Prosthetics.
yeah.
His second most popular company.
Which doesn't say much, but yes.
We mentioned Roaring Kitty. We did publish that in our little 2-minute teaser.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how much he invested back into GameStop?
$176
million? $175 is what I heard. That's crazy because the first time he cashed out and walked into the sunset, he didn't have that much, which means he's been playing with it. He's been gambling on other stocks, crypto, whatever, the whole time. So far, he's been winning. He's going to get that thinks he can't lose syndrome.
I assume he already has it if he's willing to, like, if 176 or however much millions of dollars isn't enough that you feel like you got to keep reinvesting it, it's like, what is?
Well, I think he only had about 35 mil before, and if he worked it up to 176, that's probably all he has. I think he went all in.
Like, why? Like, is this a bragging point at this? I mean, you have a child. Is that kid's future set up? Because he should be, or else your priorities seem a little fucked, sir. Like, walking into the sunset with 35 million, for me, that's game over. I won.
Put it in CDs, literally. Take the win.
Yeah, yeah, but not tapes, not laser discs, CDs. They're coming back. Invest in plastic.
Have you priced a laser disc player lately? They're like $800 on eBay.
You've been listening? I know you have. To past episodes of Robin Todd. Looking for a job is a lot like dating, and it can be even more cold-shouldering than with women. Do you agree? Think about what you look for in a job when you go to an interview, especially now post-COVID.
I politely push benefits, factor, the time off, the pay. Politely, but like as effectively as...
Blunt.
As I can.
You want to be blunt. You don't want to mince words. You don't want to be like just benefits. You'd be like, what are the medical benefits? What's my deductible and how much are you going to charge me?
If everybody would employ my tactics, the worker could at least have some say-so at the interview.
I'll be honest with you. When I left Chick-fil-A, I was in a position where I could kind of like, okay, be a little choosy and stuff. With the power of walking away, of being able to say no, that I notice is a big hand to play with a lot of employers, especially when you have a solid resume.
Well, what a lot of employers don't realize when I interview with them, I've got the power to walk away. And I would also still have the power to walk away if I was completely broke and had nowhere to live. I would still walk away because that's just me, unprincipled.
You are a knight of the round table.
A job seeker of the round table.
Job seeker of the round table. Such nobility.
I named the woods outside my house.
Sherwood.
Yeah, Sherwood.
Sherwood Forest. Yes, I made the connection. But no, that's something that's been on my mind a lot because for me personally, when it comes to dating, the power of walking away is a good hand to always have. Not saying that I want that to be threatening or anything like that. And I don't mean that for any employers I interviewed with, but it's just like, if you don't have what I'm looking for, I know what I want. I can say no.
No.
Ask for what, for reciprocation and what you... You know, work in exchange for benefit, pay, whatever. Another thing that's just as important as my schedule or my pay or benefits or whatever is the work life, the environment. You could pay me $100,000 a year, but if it's like a bad, depressing, toxic, whatever workplace.
Just not going to happen. I totally agree.
And a lot of people... A lot of people agree with that, but they put up with their jobs where they are just dead end hopeless, and I just don't understand it. It's like they say one thing, but obviously don't do it.
The hands-on stuff?
Getting some hands-on some things.
Hiker finds a pipe.
Spill the tea.
Feeding China's tallest waterfall.
Yeah.
Well, you understand, it's a natural pipe. It grew off of vina pipes.
It's supposed to be a continuous waterfall, meaning like no matter what the rain season is doing or anything, it would produce.
It's their bragging right.
Comes to find out, in China, they've got a pipe that's feeding it.
Don't you hate it when a magician is revealed?
Operators of the Yuntai Tourism Park said that they made the, quote, small enhancement... So visitors would feel their trip had been worthwhile.
We just turn the hose pipe on and just leave it in the river. This is a small enhancement.
The person who discovered it said, I went to the source only to see a pipe. The Yuntai waterfall is just some pipes.
In other words, it's like a sewer drainage. It's not as dirty, but, you know, same mechanism, it sounds like.
The short video there has 14 million views on Weibo and 10 million on Douyin. We should maybe get on Weibo and Douyin.
What the hell are those things? Those sounds like sounds, not things.
It's Chinese social media sites.
Oh, well, that's nice. Come, share the communism lightheartedly.
Our account over on Douyin, it's a little different, so if you go over there, just keep an open mind.
Yeah, don't judge. No one likes a judger.
Judgy McJudgerson.
Next topic.
Next topic!
Robin Todd Travel Agency. Go see a real waterfall.
We'll direct you to the Staunton City Waterfall. The most historic natural water mass in the continental United States.
Trip starting at... Yeah, I'm not really sure what they start at. You'd have to call. I can also get you into Sherwood Forest real cheap.
You're going to get used, abused, eaten up.
Todd's back on jobs. You got to have thick skin.
That goes with everything, but yeah, especially.
Because you'll get ghosted or you'll get a rejection letter, whatever. It is like dating.
And are you going to be that guy that's going to call back up there? Has anybody seen my application? Or I was just waiting for a phone call. Just thought I'd check and see.
Sometimes that works, but it's unnecessary. Because if they really wanted you, they would call you. Just like in dating.
I have gone in person and got the job. And when I walked in, they told me, you can't be here. You can't be talking to us. Because I went to the HR office.
It's not going to work. And I said, listen, we both want this, but we can't in this world of envy.
Get out. But then they changed their mind. I don't know. I sweet talked them that day. God. I'd just been to the dentist. It might have been like because of my cleaning or something.
You have good bridge work.
And I don't have any bridge work. But
you have the Chinese waterfall of bridge works.
Since you're jonesing, I'm going to see if I can dig up some hot topics.
Yeah!
We'll be right back.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Here we go with some more hot topics.
Here's Rob.
Did you see that someone got killed as his catalytic converter was being stolen?
The criminal or the guy who caught him?
The guy who caught him. The guy who owned the car.
Oh, I was about to say, if it was the criminal, it's rather fitting. Being the guy, man, that's a Monday right there.
Yeah, Johnny Wachter was murdered.
I love it the way you bring on death news.
The Grim Reaper claims another and a catalytic converter.
American Idol alum Mandisa. You know who that is, right?
Mandisa?
Yeah, she was fairly popular after American Idol.
I heard of her sister Medusa, but never her.
Her cause of death was revealed.
And there you have it! The Grim Reaper claims another.
Rihanna. Her shirt sends a message. She has a shirt that says, I'm retired.
Yeah, on the back of it, it says, I'm rich, duh.
Dig a little deeper. Rihanna announces Fenty Hair Beauty Products to expand the brand.
That doesn't sound retired. How easy is that job where you can say, yeah, I'm retired. I only do it on the weekends, but I'm expanding my brand.
Rihanna humble brags after becoming the most diamond certified female artist.
Okay, again, that doesn't mean anything. I think we covered this on an earlier episode, but...
Well, no, it does. She may be retired from music, but she's not really if she's still getting paid. Yeah. If she really wants to retire from music, she needs to sell her...
Catalog. Yeah, and cash out. Because honestly, they're going for like hundreds of millions of dollars.
I guess there's a show or something called Queer Planet. I'm not really sure, or it's a pod. I really don't know what it is, but a doctor from Queer Planet says that animals can be gay and so can mushrooms.
Well, you got me with the mushroom argument.
If you want to see just how well mushrooms can reproduce, watch Clarkson's Farm 3.
Yeah, that's on Pornhub. You want to click the tab that says mushroom.
On Amazon Prime. And about halfway through the season, he gets into mushroom growing.
Ooh, that sounds hot.
And they go gangbusters, man.
Oh,
and
man.
And there's really no telling how they're reproducing. They're underground in the dark. He has like a cellar.
Yeah. There's like four black mushrooms and one little white shriveled mushroom, and he just takes a beating.
Bad Boys 4, spoiler.
They live at the end to potentially make another sequel.
Will Smith gets slapped in the movie with a Chris Rock Oscars reference.
That is hilarious. I noticed that today he sent his reps out to shop around potential roles for him at different studios, determining the success of Bad Boys 4, Ride or Die, not associated with the DMX label. Basically, if Bad Boys 4 is a success like the other three have been financially, wants to announce a new movie right after. That's part of his comeback plan because of obviously the Oscars slap from 2 years before that went viral. Knowing how Hollywood is, it just seems so obviously fake. I gotcha. $25 million paychecks per movie, being Big Willie. I wouldn't want to give that up either.
Bad Boys 4, out now. The Full House is for sale again. It's reported to look nothing like the set.
Well, I mean,
so they've really changed it and all.
Well, no, it's just there's no reason for that's stupid for people to think that the house was an exterior shot. Why would they build a set confined to the dimensions of that house? Here's a spoiler alert. The backyard's completely different, too, because if you look at the establishing shot and sets of the backyard, it doesn't make a goddamn lick of sense. And another thing, the first season of Family Matters, look at the first couple of episodes. When they open the front door, the backyard is of a fucking, like, farm field. Where in Chicago are they growing grain?
If I say Steve Urkel car, do you know what I'm talking about?
Okay. Yeah, it's an Isetta.
That's what Isetta.
I saw something the other day that was real similar, and I was like, hey, there's a Steve Urkel car.
Oh, and how many clowns came out of it?
Whoever I was with didn't know what I was talking about. I was just checking if you knew what I was talking about.
Gotcha. No, I grew up in the 90s. Hashtag 90s.
But I watched an episode of Silent Library where a bunch of clowns came out of the box or whatever. That was a shitload of clowns.
That's twice as much as a fuckload. For those not understanding the reference, the unit of measurement. But yeah, buying something for the exterior shot, that's all you're getting is the front of the house. The set, they're not going to, there's no reason to confine to the dimensions of the house. No one should be looking at a sitcom that.
I can't imagine anyone being so into the show that they actually want that house specifically and just must have it.
Well, I mean, there's collectors. Yeah. I mean, there's collectors of all kinds of shit, I noticed. Like, what's keeping vinyl still alive? Physical media is not relevant in today's technology. Collectors.
The richest guy I know listens to vinyl.
I'm serious. Audiophiles love it because of the nostalgia. It's not necessarily better technology because technically when you play a record, you're always making it a little bit more imperfect every time. It's not going to have the same sounds years and years later if you keep playing it.
Pull up in an Isetta.
Slap the hell out of someone.
How?
Clowns come out and just slap shit out of people. Pat Sajak, he's doing a Broadway show. I don't know what to call it. It's not on Broadway, but he's doing some acting.
I don't get that. To me, it kind of says these people have been working so much in their life that they haven't developed any hobbies or any real interests outside of work. To me, that's so sad. Like, you got to keep working even when you're retired just to fill your time. This is something that maybe we could use as a topic in a later episode, but people have changed completely how they consume their media. I read a statistic where in the 60s, about 70% of households watched the top 5 shows on television. And keep in mind, this was back in the 60s when there was like 3 channels. But where I was going with the whole streaming thing is that there's no mainstream anymore.
Mm-mm.
There's not. Now, we throw that term around, but that hasn't been relevant for the past 15 years or so, because now less than 10% of households will watch the top 5 television shows. So it's like less than 10% versus about 70% in a matter of a generation or two. Wow. That's pretty drastic. So who's determining what's mainstream, or is mainstream just given to things you disagree with?
There's reported gay sex tapes with Diddy and Justin Bieber from when Justin Bieber was 14. No, sorry. Justin himself says he was 17.
Well, either way, that's not making it better here.
Well, it might make it legal, though.
Here's the thing. Rich people are weird. They're weird behind closed doors. That's why they hire publicists to give you that whatever image that you have of them. I think Garth Brooks is nuts, but you don't see him in the headlines. He's probably having sex with horses or something.
An Ohio billionaire plans a $20 million Titanic dive to prove deep sea expeditions can be, quote now.
Oh boy.
Life-changing.
Ah! People that were on the imploded sub, their life changed pretty quickly, all at once. OnlyFans. Let's show our junk. Ah!
Thank you. How do you get into the Rotary Club? Because even though my brother's the president of the Rotary Club...
Brother Bill?
I've got him blocked on everything, so I can't ask him.
I was wondering why he hasn't called in lately. I was about to ask if he was okay.
So does anyone know how you get in? I legitimately have no clue.
I'm assuming that you have to pay a fee and be willing to volunteer.
I don't know if you have to pay a fee, but then again, I don't know.